What's up? Welcome to Kind of Feudy, the trivia show hosted by yours truly. I'm joined today by Greg, Andy, and IGN's Ryan McCaffrey.
Woo! Hello, hello.
Is this your first Kind of Feudy?
It is.
Oh, well, you're in for a journey.
Oh, I'm ready. I'm ready.
Hell yeah. Contestants?
I'm not.
Are you ready for Kind of Feudy?
I'm scared. Yeah, I'm ready. Sorry.
Greg's ready. I'm scared. Ryan's ready.
There's big news out of this one, too. Mm-hmm. This is like now the official second face-off between IGN and Kind of Funny. So if Ryan can win today, he will get a point on the board for the start of Friday's stream.
Oh.
Now, Kind of Funny already has a point because Joey beat Stella in virtual wrestling. So there's a whole thing going on, you know what I mean?
Is it not like outnumbered here?
It's very rigged, yeah.
There's two of us and one of them.
Yeah, man, it sucks that IGN didn't send more people today. I hate to see it.
The rules are simple. I've surveyed over 1,200 members of the Kind of Funny audience on a number of prompts. Each round, we're going to read you a prompt and we'll ask each of you which answer you think the Kind of Funny best friends gave the most. I've narrowed down to 5 answers per prompt. If you give a correct answer, the more popular the answer, the more points you'll receive. For example, I might ask you to name an incredible open world game. If Greg says The Witcher and it's number 1, they'll net him 50 points. If Ryan says Fallout and that's number 2, they'll net him 40 points. If Andy says GTA and that's number 3, they'll net him 30 points, and so on and so forth. Andy, do you want to share with the class?
It's just from the side, I'm like, oh, Blessing got a haircut. And then I was looking at you on camera, I'm like, I don't know if Blessing got a haircut.
like dead on. You could
yeah, I was just like, I'm there. So confused by this.
The camera adds 2 weeks of hair.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly.
No. I also went home and I tried to do the sponge curling and I think I fucked it up. And so like, yeah, it looks great.
But from the front, I was like, is this a VOD? Am I watching a pre-recorded thing? Very confusing.
Each player will get a max of 2 guesses per round. Last place goes first after the first round. Whoever gets the most points after 5 rounds wins. Contestants, are you ready?
Yeah. Ready.
Round number 1, name something that can be used for melee combat in a first-person game. Name something that can be used for melee combat in a first-person game. We're going to start off with Ryan.
Baseball bat.
Great answer.
Great answer. Good answer.
Ryan says baseball bat. Baseball bat is our number 1 answer. Oh, that's going to get you 50 points. Next up, Andy Cortez.
A melee weapon. In a what?
First person
game.
Oh, sorry.
Thank you.
I'm trying.
You try to get you.
I'm going to say axe.
Solid answer.
Andy says axe. Axe is not on the list. Oof. Greg Miller.
Shit, fuck. That makes me a lot less. Oof. I was going to go with another sharp instrument, but instead here the last second, I'm going to swirl and go crowbar.
Greg says crowbar. Crowbar
gotta be on there.
Is our 20-point answer. Fuck. That is our 4th place answer. And we're back
over next
to Ryan McCaffrey.
Put a gun to my head, say, what is he? Give me one game. Favorite game ever. Almost an impossible ask, but I would probably say the original Doom, so I'm going to go with a chainsaw.
Ryan says chainsaw. Chainsaw is not on the list. Andy,
you know,
Cortez.
What? I'm not feeling very confident in any of these blessings, so I'm going to say fists.
Andy
that's
says
a really good one.
Fists.
Fuck, that's going to be
it. It's like a creative one, but I don't think it's a good one.
Fists is our 10-point answer. Nice little 10 points there.
I'm last now, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. See, I'm down. I was originally going to say machete, and then
fingers.
You said axe. And then that got me. And now I'm thinking, do I just go pipe? I feel like I pick up a lot of pipes
lead
in
pipe.
Games. Yeah. Brick. Machete sounds so good. Brick is
no,
bad.
But brick is more of a throw.
A throw. Mm. Yeah. I'm going to go where I was originally going, machete. I'm going back to machete. I'm not letting the axe scare me away.
Greg says machete. Machete is not
I'm a fucking
on
idiot.
The list.
Knife.
Pipe.
Our 30-point answer.
Sword.
Knife.
Ah.
I think a lot of people are thinking Call of Duty. You know, you let a lot of people.
Okay.
Yeah. And our 40-point answer, katana/sword. Probably because cyberpunk.
Okay.
Sure. All right. A lot of deflections going on. With that, Andy. Got the 10-point answer with fists. Greg got the 20-point answer with a crowbar. Ryan got the 50-point answer with baseball bat. Barrett, what's the score?
Right now, it's not looking good for Team Kind of Funny in the IGN Kind of Funny crossover. In last place, with a measly 10 points, is Andy the Nitro Rifle Cortez. Just a bit ahead of him in second place is Greg CEO Senior Miller with 20 points. And right now, in the lead after the first round, is Ryan the ex-bot McCaffrey with 50 points, but it's still anybody's game.
Round number two. Name a game that has pizza in it. Name a game that has pizza in it. We're going to start off with Andy Cortez.
Ninja Turtles.
Andy says Ninja Turtles.
Does he have to be specific? That's a franchise.
I'll take the Ninja Turtles franchise as an answer. Andy says Ninja Turtles. Our number one answer is TMNT games.
Oh, okay. If you had listed that way, that would be.
For this one, I'll say for this question, I will accept franchise answers for this one.
Okay.
Next answer goes to Greg Miller.
Overcooked.
Greg says Overcooked. Overcooked is our 30-point answer.
Man, I just don't think of pizza and Overcooked. But you know what I think it is? I think I always play the first two levels and then quit.
It sucks.
It's always so. I'm always like, there's only sushi in Overcooked.
Ryan, you're up next.
Recency bias in effect. I'm going with Marvel's Spider-Man 2.
Ryan says Spider-Man. Spider-Man 2 is our 40-point answer. Now,
wow. It
is Spider-Man 2 PS2 that is the specific one listed, but because I said I'm accepting franchise answers, I will accept Spider-Man.
Boned myself there.
We're back to Andy.
You got the 50-point answer, though.
Did I? Oh, shit, I did.
Yeah, TMNT was the
50-point. How
about that? Andy, you're up next.
Let's see here.
There's two answers left on the board, our 10-point answer and our 20-point answer.
Who the heck is eating them pizzas out there? I'm going to say... Are you laughing?
I have such bad answers.
Okay.
Such terrible answers kicking around my head.
I'm going to say... Fuck, I don't know. I'm just going to say Grand Theft Auto.
Andy says Grand Theft Auto. Grand Theft Auto is not on the list, but I think that's a pretty good answer.
I was thinking about GTA as well.
There's pizza delivery.
I mean, I know of the Cluckin' Bell, but that's about it.
There's Cluckin' Bell, but I think there is a pizza restaurant. I forget what it's called, though. Kindoffunny.com, so sure. Greg Miller.
This is a good one, Bless.
Thank you. I'm looking at pizza restaurant.
Part of me wants to like help Greg win so the team kind of funny can beat the team IGN. Yeah. But then also like Greg is like just such an ass with me on these shows and he really rubs it in. So I'm like, maybe I want IGN
Ryan,
to win.
For the record, he's over it now, but Andy's still getting back from COVID. So he's got a lot of fog. I'm never mean. You
know what I mean? The Well-Stacked Pizza Company is what it's called.
Oh, okay.
In GTA.
So I have an answer that would get me a lot of pats on the backs. I guess that's a great answer, right?
Little tips of the hat.
And then I have one that's like maybe just people are throwing it out there. Because I don't feel enough olds watch us for this show.
I think I know what you're going to say because it's what I was going to say. And I don't think it's going to be on the list. But
it's a good one, right?
Go ahead.
Blessing, take me to Pizza Hut. I'm saying Crazy Taxi.
Oh, well, wow.
That's not what I was thinking of. But yeah, let's...
Greg says Crazy Taxi.
Take him.
Crazy Taxi is not on the list.
I knew it wouldn't be, but I had to take it.
Ryan, you're a final.
Well, here's my old, super old school. I think it's going to be, I don't think there are going to be enough olds in the audience.
I'm
expecting this to be a buzzer, but Yo Noid.
Oh, wow.
Oh, shit. Deep cut, game literally designed around Domino's Pizza's mascot.
Hey!
Thank you. His face is easy.
Ryan says Yo Noid. Yo Noid is not on
the
list.
Can I take a guess?
Go for it.
I want one too.
Pizza Tower?
Pizza Tower was a 20-point answer.
I know that is.
Damn it.
And I was going to say Cooking Mama.
No.
Okay.
Pizza Tower, is that a recent one? That's like a recent
indie game. It came out this year, yeah.
There you go. And then our 10-point answer would have been the Devil May Cry series.
Oh.
Would not have gotten.
I think that's one Tim would understand.
Yeah.
Thank God he's not here.
I think I'm still in front here.
You are. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No, well, Greg got the 30-point answer with Overcooked. Ryan got the 40-point answer with Spider-Man 2. Andy got the 50-point answer with the TMNT games. Barrett, what's the current score?
Right now in last place is Greg CEO Senior Miller with 50 points, just 10 points ahead of him. Now in second place is Andy, the Nitro Rifle Cortez with 60 points. And still in the lead, repping IGN proudly, is Mr. Unlocked himself, Ryan McCaffrey, but it's still anybody's game.
Some good definition on it. You know what I mean? Damn. It's like slim.
Round number three.
Show bless. Bless. Look at this kid's forearm. It looks
great. I don't even know what I did. What
pointed. Like,
I did, honestly, I did notice some muscles looking good today.
Out, Greg just went, forearms look good.
Yeah. I don't think like, right now, my triceps are short. Again, I'm doing a thing where every week I go to the gym, I work out a different muscle in my arm.
Spreading for the wedding. Yeah.
Exactly. And so, you know, I only have like 4 days left or 3 days. 2 days.
Figure that out. You should figure that out.
That's what is happening.
So return to HGH and steroids.
I'm running out of time.
Need to fast forward.
Running out of time.
Round number three. Name a game that's known for its hacking mechanics.
Hacking.
Name a game that's known for its hacking mechanics. For this one, I'll also accept franchise names. We're going to start off with Greg Miller. Oh, yeah,
this isn't hard.
My mind's clear when this happens, and I'm gonna say Minecraft. A lot of hacking
Greg
there.
Says Minecraft.
Shit, fuck. He did not. I can see on his face that was not the right answer. He's like, what?
Minecraft.
Are you thinking of
not...
like hacking at a tree?
Yeah.
I was like, I've not played that much Minecraft, so maybe I don't know. Maybe there's a minigame.
Yes, 100%. I'm thinking hack and slash, and I'm thinking, I never once thought of computers.
Clip this out. Clip this out.
Are you going to say Diablo next?
I was like, no, they don't think of Diablo as a hack and slash.
Oh, hacking. Minecraft is not on the list. Andy Cortez.
Cyberpunk.
That's going to be the number one. That's number one.
Andy says Cyberpunk. Cyberpunk 2077 is our 40-point answer.
Oh, shit. Something above it.
Ryan McCaffrey.
I will go Deus Ex.
Ryan says Deus Ex. Deus Ex is our 10-point answer.
Oh, shoot.
Well, I can't believe I'm back here and I get my chance at that 50 points. Give it to me for saying Fallout.
Greg says Fallout. Fallout 3 is our 20-point answer.
God damn it.
That's like a lock picking, right?
Yeah, you go to the terminals and you got to match the numbers in it and stuff. Andy, there is a lock picking one too.
Mass Effect.
Andy says Mass Effect. Mass Effect is not on the list. Ryan, your final guess.
BioShock.
Ryan says BioShock. BioShock is our 30-point answer.
Good
I'll
answer.
Wow.
Our 50-point answer, which none of you surprisingly got, Watch Dogs.
Oh, God.
Great.
Watch Dogs.
Really
I'll take franchises everyone's already forgotten about. Oh, is that a different game show?
What that? Minecraft. Insane answer.
I'll never know if my life from it. It's not hard. It's looking right at me. Like, which are you thinking Minecraft too?
Which one of you has the COVID brain fog again?
Ryan got the 10-point answer with Deus Ex. Greg got the 20-point answer with Fallout 3. Ryan got the 30-point answer with BioShock. Andy got the 40-point answer with Cyberpunk. Barrett, what's the current score?
Still embarrassingly in last place is Greg CEO Senior Miller with 70 points. A little bit ahead of him, though, in second place, pulling for kind of funny, is Andy, the Nitro Rifle Cortez, with 100 points. But still in the lead is Mr. Unlocked himself, Ryan McCaffrey, with 130 points. But it's still anybody's game.
130 points. There you go. Round number four. I did the math wrong in my head. I was like, oh, no, Barrett's off. It turned out I was off.
Greg, this is moving day. Round number four is always like you're in golf on Saturday's blessing. They call golf like the third round. Like that's moving day. That's where you make your move. You know what I mean?
I like that.
It's too late.
But you know, blessing doesn't know sports. You should tell them what golf is.
Did you hear this? Did you hear about this? No. We were playing softball. There was some guy on our team. It was like the last week in softball. Some guy on our team before the game, because like right behind us there were people playing soccer. Like they're wrapping up their soccer practice. Dude jogs up to me from across the field, mind you, jogs up to me and is like, "Hey, Les, I know you're new to sports, but usually it's not like this." And when I tell you that I wanted to fight this man on the spot. God damn it. Round number four, our penultimate round. Name a Zelda game that you can play handheld.
Moving day.
Name a Zelda game that you can play handheld, Greg Miller.
Come on, man.
Shut the fuck up.
Come on.
The Legend of Zelda, Link Between Worlds.
Great.
Greg says a Legend of Zelda, Link Between Worlds. Link Between Worlds is our 10-point answer.
I fucking hate these people.
Wow.
Oh, my God damn it. Oh,
Andy
my
Cortez.
God damn it.
The Legend of Zelda, Tears of the Kingdom.
Andy says The Legend of Zelda, Tears of the Kingdom. Tears of the Kingdom is our 40-point answer. Ryan.
Well, I guess I'll take Breath of the Wild then.
Ryan says Breath of the Wild. Breath of the Wild is our 50-point answer.
There it is.
Suck it. And we're back to Greg.
Greg, did you forget the Switch is a handheld?
Yeah, I did. Oracle of Ages.
Greg says Oracle of Ages. Oracle of Ages is not on the list. Andy.
Ocarina of Time.
Andy says Ocarina of Time. Ocarina of Time is not on the list. Ryan McCaffrey, you're our final guest.
McCaffrey for three, Link's Awakening.
Wow. Ryan says Link's Awakening. Link's Awakening is our 30
Swish.
Point
there it is.
Just take the point.
Answer.
From downtown.
Get the fuck out.
Yes!
The 20-point answer, which none of you got, was Zelda, the Minish Cap.
Oh.
Solid call. Yeah.
With that, 10.
Did Ocarina of Time get the same sort of treatment that Majora's Mask 3D did?
On 3DS, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I think Ocarina of Time was the first one, and then Majora's Mask.
Yeah, you're right.
And almost all of the games are playable on
Switch. That's the surprise of this question, is that, yeah, pretty much all of the Zelda games are available
on
handheld.
It's like everything except Wind Waker and Twilight Princess that are playable handheld. It's fucked up.
With that, Greg got the 10-point answer with Link Between Worlds. Nobody got the 20-point answer with Minish Cap. Ryan got the 30-point answer with Link's Awakening. Andy got the 40-point answer with Tears of the Kingdom. And Ryan got the 50-point answer with Breath of the Wild. Barrett, what's the current score?
Still just absolutely shitting the bed this game. In third place with 80 points is Greg, CEO Senior Miller. Just a bit ahead of him is Andy
you,
the
Barrett.
Nitro Rifle Cortez with 140 points, trying his hardest to rep for Team Kinda Funny and just absolutely bashing our other two competitors. From IGN is Mr. Unlocked himself, Ryan McCaffrey, with 210 points. I don't think it's really anybody's game from here on out.
Are these IQ scores or game show scores?
This guy sucks.
I'm not sure.
As we roll through our fifth. Our fifth and final round.
That is like going to be a moment for Kinda Funny the rest of time. And I was so confident in it. I was like, well.
Minecraft.
No, the traditional hack and slash.
I will say, I think this might be the first time where we've had somebody who's a newcomer to Kinda Funny come through and just absolutely school the rest of the panel.
Sometimes it helps to be old. every now and again.
Our fifth and final round. Round number five. Name an iconic GameCube game that doesn't star a Nintendo character. Name an iconic GameCube game that doesn't star a Nintendo character, Greg Miller.
Resident Evil 4.
Greg says Resident Evil 4. Resident Evil 4 is our 50-point answer.
Our time. Comeback starts now.
Comeback starts here.
Andy Cortez.
Resident Evil 0.
Andy says Resident Evil 0. Resident Evil 0 is not on the list. Ryan.
I'm feeling it. I'm going to pull up for another three here from downtown. It's Eternal Darkness.
Oh. Ryan says Eternal Darkness. Eternal Darkness is our 40-point answer. God damn.
Just dominant.
God damn.
Dominant.
It's dirty. Look at how he said god damn that time.
Yeah. I'm Kevin Duranting this entire panel right now.
He's, Nikola
Jokic?
Jokic. Yeah.
Joker. Yeah.
Greg Miller.
I'm about as pale as the Joker.
I'm going to say Metal Gear Solid Twin Snakes.
Greg says Metal Gear Solid Twin Snakes. Metal Gear Solid Twin Snakes is our 20-point answer.
You. Fuck Andy you, Cortez. Andy beat you.
you might. I don't know what to select here. You said Eternal Darkness?
He did. Ryan said Eternal Darkness. Greg said RE4. Greg said MGS Twin Snakes. We still have our 30-point and our 10-point options left on the table.
No Nintendo character as the lead. Shit, man. Shit, you know what I mean?
I know what you mean.
I know what you mean.
Know what I mean?
Name an iconic GameCube game that doesn't star a Nintendo character.
How many iconic games could there be that aren't Nintendo? I got one. Madden 04.
Crushed it. Crushed it.
Thank you.
Andy says Madden 04.
Thank you.
Madden 04 is not on,
come on,
the list.
Dude, can I take a guess?
Ryan still has to go.
Oh, gotcha.
I'm not sure if this is going to be on there, and I don't know if I remember exactly which one it is, but it's the Final Fantasy where you could link your
Crystal Chronicles.
That's the one. Which is what I was going to say. I was like, is it Crystal Chronicle? That's what I'm going with. I'm not confident in it, but I honestly also cannot think of any other non-Nintendo character.
I got one.
Big GameCube games.
Ryan says Final Fantasy Crystal Chronicles. Crystal Chronicles is not on the list.
Would you have found Beautiful Joe on there?
Beautiful Joe would have been the 30-point answer.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that was the last one?
No, there was one more. There was our 10-point answer. Our 10-point answer, Super Monkey Ball.
Okay.
Super Monkey Ball.
What a system.
With that, Greg got the 20-point answer with MGS Twin Snakes. Ryan got the 40-point answer with Eternal Darkness. Greg got the 50-point answer with RE4. Before we recap who the winner is, going back one question, when I asked you to name a Zelda game that you could that you can play handheld, in our sixth place answer for that would have been Spirit Tracks with 56 votes. And then right under that, in seventh place, you would have had Oracle of Ages / Seasons with 52 votes. I think I had one more here for tiebreaker. Yeah, going back to number one, I asked you to name something that you can that can be used for melee combat in a first-person game. Our sixth place answer with 43 votes would have been an axe.
Ah, freak. Yeah.
So there you go.
So so you count those sixth place points for me, and then also Pizza Tower. And also negative 50 for your hacking.
Minecraft. Fucking Minecraft.
With all that, Barrett, what's the final score?
The final score in third place with 140 points is Andy the Nitro Rifle Cortez. Everybody doubted him, but he somehow made it to second place by the skin of his teeth is Greg CEO Senior Miller with 150 points, which means our champion for this week's Kind of Feudie is Ryan McCaffrey with 250 points.
At least somebody connected to Arizona sports is going to hoist a trophy this week. Woo!
Ladies and gentlemen, that's been another episode of Kind of Feudie featuring the one and only Greg Miller, the one and only Andy Cortez, and our new champion, IGN's Ryan McCaffrey. Until next time, I've been Blessing Out of A Junior. It's been my pleasure to serve you.